我们再来看起初的圣经。
Let us turn to a few Bible verses.
这个我们上次我在这里交通我们也读过了。
This is what I shared on last time, and we have already read these verses last time.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
所以我们当郑重约法郑重所听见的道理恐怕我们随流失去
Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard lest we drift away
第三节上面一句话我们若忽略这么大的救恩怎能陶醉呢
Verse 3 the first portion How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation
约翰福音第一章
John chapter 1,
第四节
verse 4.
光照在黑暗里、不是第四节、啊、生命在他里头这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
约翰福音第十章第十节
John chapter 10, verse 10.
盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏我来了是要叫羊的生命、啊、这个羊就是得要人的生命并且得的更丰盛
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly、
啊、我上次已经提过我们一般说信耶稣得永生他在这里说我们得生命So, 这个生命是一个永远的生命。
I have shared last time that often when we think about being saved, we think of eternal life, but here it speaks of the life.
这个他说得这个生命要得的更丰盛。
And here it says, we gain this life, we need to gain it more abundantly.
我们再看腓立比书第二章。
Now let us turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第十五节、啊、下半句跟这十六节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 to 16
你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳
Starting from the latter part of verse 15 Among whom you shine as light in the world holding fast the word of lifeSo that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
我上次已经交通了我们今天要很郑重所听见的道。
Last time I've already shared that we need to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard.
免得我们随流失去。
Lest we drift away.
这里讲的郑重是一个态度。
Here when it says give more earnest heed, it is an attitude.
我们到聚会来到主的面前我们要有一个很郑重的态度
When we come before the Lord When we come to meeting we
我们要有一个态度是我真的在这里要听有可能我听得不明白但是我要有一个郑重的态度
My attitude is that I come here to listen to God's word Perhaps I don't understand But we need to have this right attitude
我可以现在不明白但有一天我会明白
I may not understand today But one day I will understand
我常常想到主耶稣的母亲玛利亚
I often think of our Lord Jesus' earthly mother, Mary.
她好多的话她都听不懂。
So many words she did not understand.
但是圣经告诉我们说她存在心里反复思想。
But the Bible tells us that she kept these words in her heart and she meditated on them.
因为她有这个的态度她被神选上了。
And because she had this attitude, she was chosen by God.
很多她不懂但是她说我是主的使女。情愿照你所说的成就在我身上
There were so many things that she did not understand But she said to the Lord I am the maidservant of the Lord Let it be to me according to your word
除非你是不关心不 care 神要不要选上你的
Unless you don't care whether God is going to choose you or not
如果你要真的关心主会不会选上我
If you care about whether or not God will choose me
我们就要有郑重的态度
Then we need to have a right, a serious attitude.
因为希伯来书的作者说，不然的话你会随流失去。
Because the author of Hebrews tells us, if we don't, we will drift away.
你知道我们信了主， 我们还是想走一条宽的路。
You know, after we believe in the Lord, we still want to walk the wide way.
因为我们信主是只为着要上天堂。
Because we believe in the Lord only for the purpose of going to heaven.
然后在地上做好人。
And to be a good person on this earth.
但是我们要知道，信耶稣，圣经从来没讲过要你做好人。
But we need to see in the Bible, it never tells us to be a good person.
这个我们要搞清楚。我们以为宗教，我们就是劝人做好人。
We need to be clear on this. We think religion is to make someone become a good person.
信耶稣不是宗教。
But believing in Jesus is not a religion.
圣经从来没跟我们说信耶稣上天堂，在地上做好人。
The Bible never tells us that we believe in Jesus just to go to heaven and be a good person on this earth.
圣经告诉我们说，信耶稣得生命，在地上做义人。
The Bible tells us that we believe in the Lord, we gain life, and we are a righteous person.
告诉我们说，没有一个人可以做好人。
Is to tell us that none of us can be a good person.
只有耶稣基督成为我。做我们的义，我们成为义人。
Only when Christ Jesus becomes my righteousness and I am a righteous person.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，今天究竟我们是想走一条宽的路呢，还是走一条窄的路？
The Bible is asking us, do we want to walk the narrow way or the wide way?
如果你说你信耶稣，我还是想走我自己的路。
If you say, I believe in the Lord Jesus, but I still want to walk my own way.
你基本上是走一条宽的路。
Basically, you're saying you are walking the wide way.
作者在警告我们，我们这一生可能就是在飘的生活。
And the author of Hebrews is warning us that perhaps your life, you are just drifting away.
作者再说一个，你怎么能够忽略这么大的救恩？
And the author of Hebrews further says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
我们一般认为大救恩啊，这个就是我能够上天堂。
Often when we think of this great salvation, it's that saved me so that I can go to heaven.
我们这个人跟神无关的，今天可以成为神的儿女，哇，大救恩啊。
That we had no part with God, but now we can be God's children. This is such a great salvation.
但是当我们在好好读圣经的时候，
well, when we carefully read the Bible,
我们发现神救我们不是只是灵的得救，上天堂。
We find that the Lord saved us not just save our spirit to go to heaven.
他还要救我们的魂。
He also saves our soul.
将来还要救我们的身体。
And future will save our body.
哦，那我们这个大救恩开始有另外一个 perspective， 另外一个眼光来看，我整个人都要被救的。
And so now we have a different perspective on this great salvation that my whole being needs to be saved.
人的构造是灵魂身体，神要把灵跟魂跟身体全部要救过来。
A person consists of spirit, soul, and body, and our Lord saves all these parts.
我们说这是大的救恩。
And so we say this is the great salvation.
上个礼拜，我们朱弟兄在这里跟我们交通，他说我们一般认为大救恩就是灵魂身体。
And last week, our brother Chu shared that often we think of this great salvation as just the spirit, soul, and body.
我坐在那里听，我说这还不是最大的救恩。
And I was sitting there, this is not even the greatest salvation.
他说这个大救恩，我们认为大救恩，因为我们 focus， 我们注重在我这个人身上。
He said, we think this is the great salvation because our focus is on ourselves.
所以我们认为这个救恩就是我得救，我尽量得，这是最大的救恩。
And so we think the more I gain, this is the greatest salvation.
但是希伯来书的第一章告诉我们说，整个救恩不是围绕我们，是围绕耶稣基督的。
But Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that the salvation does not revolve around us, it revolves around Christ Jesus.
这个大救恩是让耶稣基督神的儿子在万有中居首位。
It is so that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can reign and have preeminence among all.
是耶稣基督神的儿子的仇敌做他的脚凳。
And so thatThe enemy will become the footstool of Jesus Christ.
你说啊，我真的听不是很懂。
And you say, I hear, I don't really understand.
最少有一件事情，神的救恩不是只为我们上天堂。
But at least one thing we need to make clear, the salvation is not just for us to go to heaven.
永活的神来做人救我们，只为我们上天堂。
The living God came to earth as a man just to save us to go to heaven.
为我们死。只为我们上天堂。
He died for us, just for us to go to heaven.
神的计划远超过我们所想所求的。
God's plan is much greater than we can comprehend.
所以作者在这里说，我如果忽略这么大的罪，因为我不明白，我就忽略。他讲了一句话，怎么能逃罪呢？
And so he says in verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
所以我们今天求主给我们能够郑重我们所听见的道。
So may we give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard.
我要继续交通这个恢复生命的实际。
I want to continue sharing on restoring the reality of this life.
我已经问过一个问题了，我们今天有了主的生命，跟那没有主的生命的人，你说你有什么差别呢？
I already asked this question that between someone who has this life and someone who does not have this life, what is the difference?
啊，你说我差别大了，每个主日要聚会。
And you say, oh, there's a great difference. Every Sunday I need to come to meet.
我还要读圣经，还要祷告。
And I need to read the Bible, I need to pray.
他不用。
And they don't need to do that.
你知道我们这些全部都可以成为宗教活动。
But these can just become religious activities.
这不叫做我们得做这个生命。
This does not mean that we have gained this life.
得生命跟没得生命最关键的表现，就当你要决定事情的时候，当你要选择事情的时候，你是怎么选的，你是怎么决定的。
The greatest difference between having this life and not having this life is when you need to make a decision, make a choice. How do you choose?
当你在做决定的时候，你有让这个生命显出来吗？
When you're making a decision, do you let this life show forth?
你做这个决定是完全为你自己而做决定，还是你用这个生命在做决定？
When you make this choice, is it all for yourself or are you using this life to make the decision?
如果我们在选择做决定，生活上基本上就是我想要的我就做。主的生命没有表明出来的。
If in our lives we're choosing just based on what we want, then this life is not being made manifest.
主对我们说，我们是世上的光，世上的盐。
The Lord tells us that we are the light of the world, the salt of this world.
但我们听的是吧，你们要做世上的光，做世上的盐。
But we hear that, oh, you need to act as the light of the world, act as the salt of the world.
所以我们拼命去做，就想要做一个好表现，好人，什么都对的，我要做世上的光，世上的盐。
So we work hard to do this, to be a good person so that I can be this good soul and this good life.
圣经从来没叫过我们去做，圣经只说你就是。
The Bible does not tell us to act this out, but it tells us that you are.
所以这里有一个很大的关键，你是什么，你就活出来是什么。
So there is a key here, whatever you are, that is what you act out.
我们一做出来就不真了。
Because once you are just acting it out, then it's not real.
所以当我们对主的话、主的事没兴趣，你怎么做还是没兴趣的。
So when you have no interest in God's word, no matter what you do, you still have no interest.
所以我们今天要让这个生命是成为一个活的、新鲜的生命的。
So we need this life to be a real, a living life.
我们才有可能是光、是盐。
So then we can be the light and be the salt of this world.
我们有主的生命在我们里面多，这个光就亮多了，这个盐的功用就大。
The more the life of Christ in us, then the brighter this light is, and the more useful the salt is.
如果主的生命在我们里面是非常弱的，这个光基本上是暗的，这个盐，圣经怎么讲？失去味道，丢在外面。
But if the life of Christ in us is very small, then this light is very dim, and the salt is tasteless and worthless.
所以我们要恢复这生命的实际。
So we need to restore the reality of this life.
我上次提了五个点。
Last time I shared 5 points.
这生命的表现，第一个是单纯。
And the expression of this life, the first is being simple.
你知道我们年纪越来越大，见的世面越多，我们这个人非常的复杂。
And so we're older and older, and we face more things in this world, and we become more and more complex.
所以我们的主说，回转向小孩。
And so the Lord tells us to return to be like children.
我们现在很多小孩在这里啊。
There are many children here.
你这什么叫回转向上？
What does it mean to return to be like a child?
他要他父母，他靠他父母。
They need their parents and they rely on their parents.
今天主要我们信他的人回转向上。
So the Lord is calling us who belong to Him to be return to be like children.
我们里面有个心，我们要我们的主，我们靠。
In our hearts, we have a desire that we want our Lord and we rely on our Lord.
在你的生命中，你有没有觉得主一不在，我不知道怎么走？
In your life, do you have the feeling that without the Lord, I don't know how to walk forward?
主一不在，我懵了，我不知道怎么做决定了。
Without the Lord, I'm lost. I have no way of making decisions.
小朋友基本上是这样子的。只要他父母不在，他就怕。
Young children are this way. Once their parents aren't around, they become afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有了主的生命，我们回转向小孩，我们里面有一个主，没有你，我就不用活了。
Once we have the life of the Lord, we need to return, be like children, and say, without the Lord, I cannot live.
那我们今天是这样吗？我们没有主照样活。
But are we this way? Without the Lord, we seem to be living fine.
我们照样活得好好的。
And we live good life.
主基本上可以排在旁边，我有难处才来找你啊。
We place the Lord to the side, and when we have difficulty, we ask the Lord.
没事，我自己可以 handle myself. 我可以，不需要你。你坐在旁边。
But when things are going smooth, then we don't need the Lord, and we put the Lord to the side.
圣经要我们归回单纯，要我们成为一个要他需要他靠他的人。
But the Lord is calling us to return to simplicity so that we need him and we rely on him.
一个回转向小孩的神的儿女是爱慕，我上次提过属灵的灵奶，爱慕主的话。
And we shared that one who returns to simplicity desires the pure milk of the word.
我们弟兄上个主日告诉我们，我们是爱慕 Rhema， 爱慕神讲出来那个活的新鲜的话。
And our brother shared last week that we should desire the rhema, the word, the living word the Lord has.
So 换句话说，我们归回单纯，我是爱慕我的主，我也爱慕主的话。
So when we return to simplicity, this means that we love our Lord, we love his word.
第二个，知足。
Second is to be content.
这个生命显出来的是一个满足的生命。
The life shows it is a satisfied life.
你这地上的人都贪的。
Because everyone in this world is greedy.
你能够找到一个不贪的，我们要好好跟他谈谈。
If you find someone who's truly not greedy, we need to.
他总有东西在贪的。
Because they are definitely greedy over something.
为什么我们会贪？
Why do we greed?
因为我们想过舒适的生活。
Because we want to live a comfortable life.
包括读书，为什么你读这么多书？
Including studying. Why do we?
为什么你选这些职业？
Why do you choose this career?
许多人都认为我读这么多书，做这个职业，我以后收金呢，收钱。
Because I work this hard, because in the future, then I will gain much money.
我拿到这些钱，我就要过好生活。
And with this money, I can live a good life.
有目标的，世界人都有目标的。
There's a goal. Even people in this world have a goal.
因为人基本里面就想舒服。
Because people want to have a comfortable life.
我今天可以受点苦。但是我目的还是要最后我要享受的。
Today I can suffer a little, but the end result is always for me to have comfort.
主耶稣说，有衣有食就当知足。
And the Lord tells us that if we have food to eat and clothes to wear, we should be content.
你这对我们来讲，这两个还不够。衣，什么衣服啊？要名牌，对吧？
And for us, perhaps this is not enough. What clothes? We need to wear brand name clothes.
你说吃什么呢？我吃好吃的。
And when we have to eat good food.
我们今天一般在地上都是追求名利、富贵、成功。
And most of us in this world are seeking to pursue name, fame, riches, success.
我们如果看到知足，再连上第一点，我们的主告诉我们说，主给我们的生命是过一个简单的生活。
And so we see to be content. This life is calling us to live a simple life.
第三个，主的生命的表现是一个安息的生命。
Third, the life of the Lord is a life of rest.
我们今天看看世人， 都没有安息。
We look at people in this world today, they do not have rest.
外面忙，里面乱，一点安息都没有。
Outside they are so busy and within they are full of turmoil.
还充满了忧虑。
And they are full of worry.
我们有时候看小朋友啊，小小就充满忧虑。
We see some kids, even when they're young, they are full of worry.
因为人有一件事情，就是怕损失。
Because as people, we are afraid of loss.
我们就是怕失去这个，失去那。
We're afraid of losing this, losing that.
所以我们充满了忧虑。
So we're full of worries.
所以主耶稣说啊，凡劳苦担重担，可以到我这里来，我就给你们安息。
So the Lord Jesus tells us, come all who are weary and heavy laden, and you will find rest.
我们今天许多人信的主，我们都没有安息。
So many of us, we have believed in the Lord, yet we don't have rest.
因为主的生命在我们里面不丰富。
Because the life of the Lord is not abundant in us.
第四个，主的生命是柔软的。
The fourth, the life of the Lord is meek.
你知道我们今天啊，我们的生命啊，我们就是自以为是。
In our life, we always think that we are right.
我们总觉得我们是对的。
We always think that we make the right choice.
都是别人错。
It's always someone else who is wrong.
并且不接受人的指正。
And we do not accept the correction from others.
这基本上是我们这个人的天性。
And this is our natural character.
我一定对的，都是你错。
I'm always right. You are the one who is wrong.
对，我们这个人非常的硬。
And we are very stiff-necked people.
刚硬的人听不进神的话。
But those who have hardness of heart cannot accept the word of the Lord.
也听不进一些劝勉的话。
Cannot accept the word of correction.
所以上次跟弟兄姊妹读了箴言这句话，他说训诲的责备是生命的道路。
So last time we read the verse from Proverbs that reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
我们能够真的听到训诲的责备，真的听进来，他说这个你选择上。看得到走得上这条生命的路。
If we can really accept and receive the reproofs of instruction, then this is the way of life.
所以主的生命是让我能够柔软，能够听训诲的责备。
And so the life of the Lord is to make us meek and soft so that we can hear these reproofs of instruction.
第五个，主的生命是谦卑的生命。
Fifth, the life of the Lord is a humble life.
我们小小的事情就骄傲得不得了。
We are so proud over the smallest thing.
我们有时候看小朋友做了一点点的事，哇，骄傲的不得了。
We see some children that they do a very small task, they are so proud.
做父母就一笑就过了。
As a parent, you smile and move on.
你知道当我们骄傲的时候是什么样？
But what happens when we are proud?
我们不知道我们的神在上面怎么看我们。这些事都好骄傲的。
Wonder how our God is looking at us, that even these things we are so proud of.
但是我们的生命就是爱骄傲的生命。
But our life is a life that likes to be proud.
我们要显明给人看，嘿，我蛮有本事的。
We want to show to others that I'm somebody.
但主的生命是一个谦卑的生命。
But the life of the Lord is a humble life.
人骄傲的原因，圣经有一句话说，我们要的是虚浮的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that what we want is but a temporary glory.
有人讲我几句好话，我高兴几天。
If someone says a few words of praise to me, then I'm happy for a few days.
有人好好赞美我一下，请你吃饭。
And if someone praises me, then I'll take you out to a meal.
你说我们人就是只爱人家的称赞。
Because we only like others' praise.
所以圣经说骄傲。就是虚浮，要虚浮的荣耀。
So the Bible tells us that this pride is just for this temporary glory.
主的生命是一个仆人的生命。
The life of the Lord is the life of a servant.
一个仆人的生命不是要人的称赞，乃是能够服侍人。
The life of a servant is not to receive the praise from others, but to be able to serve others.
我们地上也有人很想服侍人的。
There are also people on this earth who really like to serve others.
但是我们的生命服侍了人之后是需要你称赞的。
But from our natural life, when we serve others, we want others to still praise us.
我们服侍人，人没有称赞，你还想我再服侍你第二次吗？
If I serve others and nobody praises me, will I serve that person again a second time?
我们的主一直站在一个非常降卑的地位。
But our Lord stood in a very lowly position.
没有称赞，他为我们死在十字架上。
That even without any praise, he died for us on the cross.
我下面我还要提几个点，第六个点。
I want to share a few more points. The sixth point.
我们先来读一些圣经。
Let's read some Bible verses.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章第十七节。
John chapter 2 verse 17.
最后一句话他说我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧
Just the last part Zeal for your house has eaten me up
旧约的撒加利亚书
Zechariah
旧约的倒数第二卷书撒加利亚书第八章第二节
Zechariah chapter 8 verse
2万军之耶和华如此说我为锡安心里极其火热我为他火热向他的仇敌发烈怒
Thus says the Lord of hosts I am zealous for Zion with great zeal With great fervor I am zealous for her
罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12
第十一节
Verse 11
殷勤不可懒惰要心里火热常常服侍主
Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
主的生命是一个心里火热的一个生命。
The life of the Lord is one that is fervent in spirit.
是对神的事情是热情的。
And there is this fervor, this zeal for God's thing.
弟兄姊妹，你问问自己，你对什么事情热情啊？
And so we need to ask ourselves, what things are we fervent for?
有人对看电影非常热情。
Some people are very fervent towards watching movies.
有人为着旅游非常热情。
People are very fervent to vacation.
有人为着要帮助人也非常热心。
People are very fervent to helping others.
他这里还讲到这个不只是热心了，他还讲到心里焦急。
And it even says that our hearts are stirred up.
我们为什么是焦急呢
？And so what things stir our heart?
哎呀，我考试没准备好，非常焦急。
I did not prepare enough for my test, so I'm very stirred up.
工作的前途有问题，我非常的焦急。
And now there are difficulties in my work, and I'm very stirred up.
我家里有人生病了，非常的焦急。
Someone is sick at home, so I'm very stirred up.
所以我们是有东西火热的。
So there are things that we are fervent and we have.
但是主的生命的火热。是火热神的事情的
But God, our Lord Jesus was, had zeal for God's thing.
我们看主耶稣十二岁的时候
We see that when our Lord Jesus was 12 years old.
他们一家上了耶路撒冷
Their whole family went to Jerusalem.
当他们回家的时候耶稣没回去留在圣殿
That when they were heading back home, our Lord Jesus stayed behind in the temple.
玛利亚跟约瑟来找他耶稣就说难道我不应该以我父的殿为念吗
When Mary and Joseph came to find him, Jesus responded, Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
为父的事为念
About my father's business.
弟兄姊妹，我们有主的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we have the life of the Lord.
你有为神的事为念吗
Have you ever considered the father's business?
我们 consider it's my business.没有 God's business 我们没有为神 consider any
All we consider is my own business We never consider our father's business
你不要以为这只是主耶稣为着父的事他一直在思想
We cannot think this is only something our Lord Jesus has to do
主今天给我们这个生命是要我们为他的事思想
The Lord gave us his life so that we can consider his business
保罗在写哥罗西书的时候他说我们应该以上面的事为念
When Paul wrote Book of Colossians He said that we need to set our mind on things above
不是只有主耶稣因为他是神的儿子说为父的事为念是我们所有人都要以父的事为念
Not only the Lord Jesus needs to set his mind on things above but all of us need to set our mind on our Father's business
这一句话他也可以说我应当在我父的家。
And we can also see that, it says, do you not know that I must be up in my father's house?
我们今天有没有看重神的家
So do we care and give the most service to God's house?
不只要以父的事为念我有看重父的家吗
Not only set my mind on my father's business, but do I pay attention and care for God's house?
当主耶稣30岁出来服事的时候，他看到圣殿又够乱的，又买卖又有牛羊，他就洁净圣殿。
When our Lord Jesus came out to serve, when he was 30, he saw outside the temple, they were buying and selling, and there were all these animals, and it was chaotic.
So 我们刚刚读的这句话，他为着主的殿，心里焦急，如同火烧。
And so we see our Lord says, zeal for your house has eaten me up.
弟兄姊妹，你有为神的家、神的事焦急过？
Brothers and sisters, have we ever been stirred up in our hearts over the Lord's things?
我们可能有我们很要好的朋友，或者我们的父母不信主，我们心里焦急啊。
Perhaps if we have a parent or a close friend that does not believe in the Lord, we have this stirring up in our heart.
或者弟兄姊妹有些难处，我也为他心里焦急。
Or brothers and sisters have a difficulty, so I'm stirred up in my heart for them.
我们有多少个人，我们真的为着神的事、神的家，心里焦急，如同火烧。
But how many of us have really, for God's house, can we say, zeal for your house has eaten me up?
这个值得我们思想。
This is worth us considering.
我们已经交通过，今天神的家是荒凉的。
We have already shared that today God's house is desolate.
神的儿女是被掳的。
God's children have been taken into captivity.
神的儿女只爱听要他要听的。
God's children only hear the words they want to hear.
一不合他的意，他根本 shut his ear or her ear. 他的耳朵根本就关起来。
Anything that is not according to what they want to hear, they shut their ears.
所以你说神的儿女不是被掳吗？
So do we not see that God's children are in captivity?
他只要听自己要听的。
Only hear the words they want to hear.
有各种的原因，他可以把耳朵关掉。
And for various reasons, they can shut off their ears.
我们说神的家今天是荒凉的。
We say that God's house is in desolation today.
因为人今天虽然蒙拯救了，我们只爱搞活动。
Because though we are saved, we only like to do activities.
我们要讲人爱听的话。
We say words that people like to hear.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神的家今天是荒凉。
So we see the Bible tells us that God's house today is in desolation.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你关心神的家、神的事的话，你不可能心里不焦急。如同火烧的。
So brothers and sisters, if you care about God's house, if you care about God's business, you cannot say you don't have any zeal.
除非我根本就不 care, 我不关心神家的事。
Unless you say you don't care about God's
business. 我信耶稣只是过个宗教生活。
I believe in the Lord just to live.
我只是要注重我的事。
I only care about my own things.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来信耶稣的话，你会信得蛮苦的。
So brothers and sisters, if this is how you believe in the Lord, it will be a very difficult.
因为你基本上是为自己活的。
Because you are just living for yourself.
你不是为着主活的。
And you're not living for the Lord.
So 刚刚我们读撒迦利亚书，他说万军的耶和华为着锡安极其火热。
We read in the book of Zechariah, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I'm zealous for Zion with great zeal.
锡安是神见证的中心。
Zion is the center of God's testimony.
神为着他的见证，他心里非常的火热。
And for God's testimony, he has such great zeal.
保罗也告诉我们说，要服侍主，叫心里火热的来服侍主。
And we, Bible also tells us that when we serve the Lord, we need to serve the Lord with great zeal.
弟兄姊妹，问问自己，我服侍主了吗？
And so we need to, seek the Lord. Do I serve the Lord?
还是我在服侍我自己？
Or am I just serving myself?
还是我要所有人来服侍我？
Or do I want others to serve me?
这里保罗告诉我们说，要心里火热来服侍主。
But here, Paul tells that we need to be fervent in spirit serving the Lord.
我们今天如果把我们的注意力都摆在我们的学业、事业、家庭，都为这些焦急而火烧的话，
If we put all our attention towards our education, our career, our families, and we are only zealous with great zeal for these things,
我们对神家的事，对着神的事情，对着神的见证，属灵的事，我们是冷淡的。
Towards God's business, God's house, God's testimony, spiritual things, we have grown cold.
可能还不是 grown cold, actually cold, 就是冷。
And you are cold.
因为不合我意。
Because it is not according to what I want.
基本上是为自己的。
It's just for myself.
或者你说我没有这么酷，我没有这么冷淡。圣经还有一句话叫做不冷不热。
And perhaps you think, I am not so cold, but the Bible also tells us you can be lukewarm.
So, 主的生命是一个火热的生命。
So we know that the life of the Lord is a life of zeal.
我们来看第七个主生命的表现。
Let's look at the seventh point.
约翰福音第十三章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章第三十四节、三十五节。
John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令。乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎么样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章第七、第八节。
First John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
神主的生命是一个爱的生命。
The life of the Lord is a life that loves.
因为圣主告诉我们说，神就是爱。
Because the Bible tells us that God is love.
我们人也有爱的。
As people, we also have love.
人没爱就没有什么叫做谈恋爱。
Because without love, there would be no such thing as courtship.
也没有说我们看到孩子，我们有小孩子，我们就自然爱他们。
And when we have kids, we find we naturally love them.
但人的爱是有条件的。
But human love is conditional.
人的爱是有限的。
Human love is limited.
你合我意，我就爱你多一点。
If you are according to my will, then I love you more.
你不合我意，我的爱慢慢就不见了。
But if you don't go my way, then the love slowly diminishes.
这里讲的爱不是我们人的爱，不是我们天然的爱。
And this love it speaks of here is not our human love, it's not our natural love.
神的爱比我们的爱大多了。
God's love is much greater than our love.
因为我们的爱都是有 limit, 我们的爱是有限的。
Because our love is very limited.
我们看到可爱的人我爱，不可爱的我就不爱了。
We see those who are lovable that we love and those who are not lovable.
并且我们爱的方式都出问题的。
And the way we love is also an issue.
有时候我们是溺爱，我们不管他对错都爱。
Sometimes it's a spoiled love, whether right or wrong, we still love them.
这不是圣经里面讲的爱。
This is not the love that is spoken of in the Bible.
绝对不会 spoil.
The Lord will not spoil us.
我们要知道神的爱乃是能够像做神的。这个爱才是完全的。
This love is that we can be like the Lord. This is the complete love.
我们刚刚读的这是圣经节，他说爱，主的爱让我们能够爱神，也能够爱弟兄姊妹。
And we just read in these verses that the love of God lets us love God and love others as well.
要知道主的生命在我们里面丰富的话，这个爱就显得清楚是主的爱。
If the life of the Lord is abundant in us, then this love is clear that it is God's love.
如果主的生命在我们里面非常少的话，我们所显出来主的爱就很少。我们大部分显出来的爱是人的爱，天然的爱。
The amount of life in us is very small. Then the love that we show is not God's love, but is our own love.
我常常在想，初期教会他们信主了之后，他们彼此相爱有一个表现，有行动的，就是凡物公用。
And when I think of the first churches, that they love one another, and they express this love one way is that they share everything they had with one another.
对，我们的生命，我的为什么给你用？
With our natural life, why would I give something?
你的给我用可以啊。
You can share with me what you have.
我先把你的搞坏了，我还有。
That if we break one, it will break yours first.
是什么人的由这个生命能够凡物公用？
So how do we have this light that we share amongst all?
我们没有主的生命的话，你把我东西弄坏了，我一辈子记得你啊。
And without the life of the Lord, someone breaks something we own, forever we will remember this.
我一点我的东西被你搞脏了，我受不了。
And if you made something dirty, then I cannot deal with it.
我记得当开始在我家聚会的时候。
I remember when we started to have meetings in my home.
年轻人到我家来，这个厨房的那个 island 或者这个 countertop， 中文我不怎么翻啊，厨房的桌子，一个就跳上去就坐在上面。
And so when young people came to my house for meeting, they would sit on top of the countertop.
我眼睛都掉出来了。
And my eyes popped out of my head.
我说哇，把我家当这个学校的餐厅的。不是 cafeteria 吧，就是就可以到处坐都行。
And so I have a feeling they're treating it just like a school cafeteria.
然后呢，地毯也弄脏了。
And they also made the carpet dirty.
也一走，我们夫妻两个拼命擦又擦不掉。
And we tried to clean it, but we could not clean it completely.
但是你发现里面有个感觉受不了。
And so you find there's a feeling within, cannot bear it.
我还要让人来吗？
Do I still want people to come?
但感谢主，这个我想弟兄姊妹知道来了好多年。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters have seen, came to my house for many years.
你发现我们这个生命受不了人家参与到我们的空间里面。
We find that with our natural life, we cannot bear when others enter into our personal space.
初期教会的弟兄姊妹，主的生命怎么能够反物共用？
But how is it that in the first church,that they, first churches, they were able to share all they had with brothers.
如果你读他们的历史，你发现他们家也是 open 的，都打开。
We find in the history that their homes were open.
弟兄姊妹可以进，自由进，进出的。
Brothers and sisters could freely go in and out, enter.
这个生命对我们来一看，太奇妙了。
And we see this, this life feels so miraculous.
主的生命是有爱的。
The life of the Lord has love.
我们要知道主的生命丰富，这个爱的表现就丰富。
We see that when the life is abundant in us, then this love is abundant.
如果没这个爱，我们的爱是什么？我们只爱我喜欢的人，最后就是结党。
We see that without this love, we just end up loving those we like, and what the end result of this is division.
我们今天能够有主说的彼此相爱，必须主的生命在我们里面是丰富的。
In order to have what the Lord says, love one another, we must have abundant life of the Lord in us.
不然的话，我们做的全部都是表面的。
Because otherwise, all that we do is just surface love.
对吧？弟兄姊妹给个 hug， 这个或者今天你好吗，都是表面的。
That brothers and sisters just give each other hugs, greet each other.But this is just on the surface.
你不能够碰到我最关心的事。
That you cannot touch the things that I care about the most.
或者我们说踩过线。
Or you cross the line.
什么爱都没了。
Then there is no more love.
圣经也告诉我们，主也问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深。
Lord Jesus also asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
主要求我们对他的爱是完全的爱。
The Lord requires us that our love to Him is an absolute love.
So 我们要有主的爱，我才能够，主的生命，有主的爱，我才能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我的神。
So I need the life of the Lord to have the Lord's love in order so that I can love the Lord with all my mind, my soul, my body.
第八个，主的生命是活的。
And the eighth,The life of the Lord is living.
我们只读一节圣经，哥林多后书第三章第六节。
We'll just read one Bible verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
他叫我们能承担着新约的指示，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活的。
Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
我们今天主的生命是给我们是活的是新鲜的。
Today the life of the Lord is fresh, it is living.
主的生命是有启示的功能的。
And the life has a function of giving us revelation.
你知道今天基督徒啊，大部分是过传统的生活。
Because so many Christians are living a life of tradition.
因为我们已经这么多年基督徒传下来，我就是过传统的生活。
Because it has been passed down for so many years, and now it is a life of tradition.
我过惯了传统的生活，我根本就不觉得。有没有生命 doesn't matter, 我就是这样过宗教生活。
And because I lived a life of tradition for so long, I don't even know if, and it doesn't matter to me whether I have the life.
传统是跟活的刚好是相对的。
We see that tradition is opposed to life.
所以我们常常听弟兄们告诉我们说，今天我们要认识这位活的主。
So we often hear brothers and sisters share that we need to know the living Lord.
不然的话我们自然进入传统。
Otherwise, we will naturally end up going the way of tradition.
因为传统是舒服的。
Because tradition is comfortable.
传统很适合我们这种堕落的人就是很舒服。
Tradition suits our fallen nature. It's very comfortable for us.
我常常读圣经我觉得住在耶路撒冷的人都在等弥赛亚来的。
And when I read the Bible, I see those in Jerusalem are awaiting the Messiah.
当弥赛亚还没来的时候他们过惯这个献祭这些都是传统的生活。
Before the Messiah came, they were going through, they were offering the sacrifices, they were just going through this tradition.
当这些、这几个智慧的人到了耶路撒冷说王身在哪里的时候
But when the wise men of the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the king who was born?
他们整圣经怎么记载？应该说整城欢乐了，王来了。
They ought to have been full of joy because the king was here.
结果圣经里面记载，整城慌乱了，震动了。
But the Bible records that they were in chaos, they were fear.
因为我过惯了传统的生活。我不要那个王来。
Because they had gone, were living a life of tradition, they didn't even want the king.
今天神的家基督徒也在做这种事啊。
And today in God's house, Christians are acting the same way.
过惯了传统的生活。
Live a life of tradition.
突然间讲了一些活的话，不行，我受不了。
Suddenly when the words of life come, I cannot bear with it.
因为我们只要过传统的生活。
Because we only want to live a life of tradition.
什么叫做传统？
What is tradition?
我就专注做对的事。
That I just focus on doing the right thing.
我照着规条做对的事。
According to the rules and regulations,
我不要错。
I don't want to be wrong.
所以我拼命去找什么叫做对的。
So I seek out what is the right thing to do.
我就做对的事。
And I do the right thing.
当然我们知道传统还有错的传统。
Of course, you know there's also the bad tradition.
但是不管你是错的传统、对的传统，都是传统。
Whether it's good tradition or bad tradition, it is still tradition.
所以圣经里面说，传统就是死的。
And so the Bible tells us that tradition brings death.
因为传统是不出于生命的。
Tradition is death because it does not come out of the life.
换句话说，生命是破传统的。
In other words, life breaks the tradition.
一个爱传统的人受不了生命的。
One who loves tradition cannot stand
the life. 因为生命不照规矩走的。
Because the life does not follow these rules.
传统是照规矩走的。
And tradition follows these rules.
所以我们今天要知道，我们今天要的是生命。
So today we need to know that what we desire is the life.
我们知道神要我们做一个对的人，做一个活的人。
We know that the Lord wants us to be a right person, a living person.
过于我们做对的事。
Over us doing the right thing.
你知道我们做父母，就孩子做对的事就行。
As parents, we just want our kids to do the right thing.
说他后来长大，完全你不认识，诶，他怎么会变成这个样子？
And so when kids grow up, we're shocked. How did they end up like this?
因为做父母一直从他小的时候就教他做对的事。
Because from the, when kids are young, the parents only emphasize doing the right thing.
没有叫他做一个对的人。
They did not tell him to be the right person.
所以你后来 surprise, 他怎么变？
So later on you will be surprised at how they changed.
我们要记住，我们如果做对的事，但我这个人是错的。不蒙神纪念。
We need to remember that if, even if we do the right things, but our person is wrong, this will not be remembered by our Lord.
我这个人对了，但是我做错的时候，神会更正我们。
If I'm a right person, but I do the wrong thing, the Lord will teach us.
最要紧的，能够做一个对的人，也做对的事，那是神就得荣耀。
And most importantly is if we're the right person, we do the right thing, then God will be glorified.
神要活的，神不要死的。
God wants the living thing. God does not want the dead thing.
我们知道神的生命有好多的表现。
We know that there are so many expressions of God's life.
我只能够提这八个点。
I can only share these 8 points.
但愿我们稍微能够抓到一点主的生命的表现跟我们一般的想差别很大。
May we be able to grasp this point that the life of the Lord is different from how we imagine.
我们里面有没有一个渴慕，主啊，我希望你的生命在我里面能够越过越多，越过越丰盛。
Do we have the desire that the life of the Lord will increase in us and be more abundant?
所以主耶稣自己说，他说我来了，就要给你给我得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
So the Lord Jesus tells us that He came to give life, that they may have life more abundantly.
我们要问，我们怎么能够得主的生命，得得更丰盛？
We need to ask, how can we get more of this abundant life?
我有三个点愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
There are 3 points I want to share with brothers.
我相信时间不容许我讲这么多了。
Perhaps time will not allow me to say all of them.
第一个乃是讲到我们要常常亲近主。
First is we need to always draw closer to the Lord.
你知道我们没怎么样亲近主，我们再到主面前格格不入的。
We find that if we do not draw closer to the Lord, we cannot even come before the Lord.
因为我们已经不常亲近主。
Because we already don't often draw closer to the Lord.
一个基督徒如果真的有了主生生命，又能够不常亲近主。他用什么代替？用传统代替。
We see that if a Christian has believed in the Lord, but they cannot draw close to the Lord, what do they substitute this with? They substitute it with tradition.
我每天有读读圣经，有祷告，我也有聚会，可以。
Every day I read the Bible, I pray, and I have some meetings. That's good enough.
他基本上不知道什么叫亲近主。
But they do basically do not know what it means to draw close to the Lord.
亲近主是让我们生命会丰富的。
Draw close to the Lord so that our life can be abundant.
我们今天如果只是守律法外面做，这个对你的亲近主一点帮助都没有。
If we're just holding on to these rules and regulations, doing it outwardly, this has no benefit to drawing closer to the Lord.
我年轻的时候做了很多这些的事。
When I was young, I did many of these things.
我都做外面的，其实我基本上离我的主远得很。
I was doing all these outward things, but I was so far from my.
当弟兄们要讲真正清楚亲近主的事，我耳朵是听不进。
And when brothers share on what it meant to truly draw close to the Lord, my ears could not hear.
因为这跟我的认识亲近主差太远了。
Because this is so far from my understanding of what it meant to draw close to the Lord.
直到很长的时间之后，我才发现我基本上是活在一个传统的里面。
It wasn't until a long time after that I realized I was just living in this tradition.
弟兄姊妹，亲近主。我们能够、第一个是心里面要亲近主。
Brother, sister, when we draw close to the Lord, the first thing we need is that we need to、have a right heart that is close to the Lord.
你知道谈恋爱的人就整天想亲近。
We see that、those who are、in relationship, they constantly want to see each other.
等你结婚五年、十年后，看看不是很想亲近。
Oh, they constantly want to draw close to each other. We see after 5-10 years, if you still want to draw close.
你结婚五年时候 ，give me some space.
Maybe after 5 years of marriage, you say, give me some space.
对吧？真的叫想这么是亲近吗
？And this is still this desire to draw close.
我们要问，我真的要亲近主
？So we need to ask ourselves, do we truly want to draw near to the Lord?
我真的想跟主讲话。
I want to talk with the Lord.
那谈恋爱的人讲不完的话。
We see that those in relationship, they cannot stop talking.
我们说主，我爱你，我要跟主讲话。
We tell the Lord we love our Lord. Do we have
true fellowship with our Lord? 真的跟主交通。
Do we have true fellowship with our Lord?
那我想先读一节圣经。
I want to read a Bible verse.
还是哥林多后书第五章
，Second Corinthians chapter 5,
第九节
，verse 9.
跟着后书五章九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得神的喜悦。
Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
这里有一个关键词，叫做要得神的喜悦。
Here, there is a key condition, and that is to be well pleasing to Him.
如果我们信了主，我没有一个心智，没有一个新的态度说我要得到神的喜悦。
If we believe in the Lord, but there is no attitude in our heart that I want to be well pleasing to Him,
你不会来亲近主的。
You will not draw close to the Lord.
除非你有一个很强烈的意愿，我要得神的喜悦。
Only if you have a strong desire that I want to be pleasing to my Lord.
你愿意神喜悦的话，你发现我很多话听得进了。
And when you are, have the desire to be well pleasing to Him, you find that many words you can now receive.
你没有要得神的喜悦，有些话是taboo，不可以给我听见的。
But if you are not well pleasing, do not have the desire to be well pleasing to the Lord, then some words are taboo. I cannot accept it at all.
我们今天要神的喜悦，我们有话能够听得见。
And so when we, have, in order to, hear the word, Lord, we must have desire to be well.
我们要得神的喜悦，我里面产发一个爱慕。
And because we want to be well pleasing to Him, there is a desire in my heart.
我爱慕来认识我的主。
I desire to know my Lord.
我爱慕来跟从我的主。
I desire to follow my Lord.
如果我没有一个心愿说我要得他的喜悦，我没有这个爱慕的。
But if there's no desire in me to be pleasing to the Lord, then there's no, desire in me for this.
你知道今天有些做父孩子的很想得父母的喜悦。
And so we see many parents want to, be pleasing to the
Lord. 他希望换回来父母对我的称赞。
And in exchange, the parents will praise them.
所以他对父母一些动作讲话很听得进去的。
So they pay close attention and take in what the parents do and say.
他要做父母眼中看为好，能够得称赞的事。
They want to be good in the sight of their parents so that they can be praised.
我们的主也在看我们是否愿意得他的喜悦。
Our Lord is also looking at us whether we want to be pleasing to Him.
你知道我们如果都没有，我们要怀疑我究竟有主的生命。
And if we don't have any of this desire, we need to ask ourselves,
因为我上次已经讲了很多这个事情了。一个生命里面有那个生命的表现。
Because I shared last time as well that this life has the expression of this life.
千万不要做一个宗教家。
We cannot just be a person who follows tradition.
我要认识到我得的生命有多宝贵。
We need to know how precious this life we have received.
我们真的蒙恩得救了，我应该里面有一个非常强的一个意愿，我要讨爱我的神的喜悦。
When we are born again and saved, we need, should have a strong desire in us that I want to be well pleasing to Him.
这个要得神的喜悦哈，我要提三件事情。
And regarding pleasing the Lord, I want to share three things.
我们来读一下圣经哈，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's read some Bible verses. First Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。下面一句话，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神的喜欢。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4, just the latter part, even so we speak not as pleasing men but God who tests our heart.
加拉太书第一章第十节，
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10,
保罗在这里说，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So Paul is saying here, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
一个要讨神喜欢的人，第一个表现，他不是当人跟神要做的事有冲突的时候，他不是一个讨人喜欢的。
So one who truly desires to please God, when there is a conflict between pleasing man and pleasing God, he will please God.
我刚刚已经讲了，很多孩子就是要讨父母的喜欢。
I share that many children like to please their parents.
你我，我们讨谁的喜欢？
So who are we pleasing?
我们讨老板的喜欢。
We please our boss.
我们讨同事朋友的喜欢。
We please our coworkers, our friends.
或者老师同学的喜欢。
Our teachers, our classmates.
我们希望他们接纳我。
We desire that they accept us.
我们希望他们称赞我。
We desire that they praise us.
能为我做一些好事。
They will do some good things for me.
我们看重我们的 要这些人，我们讨好这些人，就希望他们给我们一些方便。
And so we desire to please these people for that they would help us out.
今天弟兄姊妹啊，来到神的家，很多时候也是我希望弟兄姊妹接纳我，看重我。
Today, brothers and sisters come to God's house with the same feeling that I want other brothers and sisters to notice me.
我们就讨弟兄姊妹喜欢。
And so we just want to be pleasing to other brothers and sisters.
你知道整个事情啊，基本上是 man-oriented， 都是人为中心的。
And so we see all of these things are man-oriented.
因为你不这样讨他喜欢，他就不来聚会了。
Because you're not pleasing to this person in this way, that they don't come to meeting anymore.
或者我不讨这些人喜欢，他们就不接纳我了。
Or if I do not please these people, they don't accept me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要抓得非常牢，我们是要讨神的喜欢的。
Francis means the whole tight that we are to please God.
保罗说我是要得人呢，还是要得神呢？
So Paul is asking us, do I desire to gain God or gain man?
我要得神的心还是人的心呢？
Do I want to gain God's heart or man's heart?
要讨神的喜欢而不讨人的喜欢是有代价的。
And so we see that we want to please God, not please men. There is a price to pay.
你发现加拉太人，他们虽然信了耶稣，他们还要犹太人的传统。
We see that the Galatians, though they believed in the Lord, they still had to hold the Jewish tradition.
保罗说这不行。
Paul tells us that this cannot be.
我们今天呢，我们信了主，我们可能很多中国人的传统。
Today we believe in the Lord. Perhaps we have many Chinese traditions.
我们信的主，我也要 hold 住很多的中国人的传统。
And I believe in the Lord, but I still want to hold all the traditions of Chinese people.
但是很多这些所谓的中国人的传统，跟神所要做的是有冲突的，或者神的心有冲突。
We see that many of these Chinese traditions are in conflict with God's heart.
今天在基督徒当中也有很多些这么多年流传下来的。所谓基督教的传统
And among Christianity through all these years there have been these Christian traditions now
我究竟是要活的主还是我要巩固这些传统
So now do I live pleasing God or do I hold these traditions
如果我们是只要逃出的喜悦你发现我们这些我们就没办法照着做
And so we see if we just desire to be pleasing to God then we can no longer do these other things
你就发现你开始得罪人
And you find that you will start to offend others.
So, 保罗得罪加拉太人
so Paul offended the Galatian people.
因为他为着把真理能够抓得清楚的
Because he held tight to the truth.
我们要讨神的喜欢我们可能很多弟兄姊妹都不喜欢你
If we want to be pleasing to the Lord, then perhaps many brothers and sisters will not like
you. 这个是有代价
There is a price to pay.
但是这里我要讲清楚不是你要做一个怪人
But I need to make it clear here. You're not trying to be a strange person. I'm already strange.
所以呢，我现在有个口号，因为我要得神的喜悦，他们不喜欢我。
So now I can say it, that because I want to be pleasing to the Lord, that's why others don't.
这不是那条路。
This is not the way.
我们是为着主的原因，不得已的，而有弟兄姊妹不喜欢呢。
But it is because we want to please the Lord. It is unavoidable there will be some that don't.
这个是那个代价。
This is the price.
我记得江弟兄哈，他讲过他的故事。
Remember, Brother Kong shared his testimony.
他说，我在中国，我是在美美会聚会。我父亲是美美会的牧师。
That when he was in China, he met with Methodist Church, and his father was a Methodist pastor.
他从小出生就是点水。
From when he was born, he was baptized with sprinkling.
但是他后来长大了，信了耶稣，他读圣经，受浸是整个人浸到水里面去的。
But when he grew up and believed in the Lord, he saw that baptism required full submersion into the water.
不是什么在你额头上点一点就行。
It's not just sprinkling some drops of water.
那是人的传统。
This is a tradition of man.
不是圣经的话。
It is not the word of the Bible.
所以他为着顺服神。
So to submit to God.
所以他受浸了。
So he was baptized.
他浸到水里面去。
Through submersion.
他说我这个举动大大的伤了我父亲的心。
And he said, this action greatly hurt his father's heart.
但他是为了顺服神。 没办法，他没办法在这件事上同意他父亲所做的。
But he said because he had to submit to God, be pleasing to God, he could not agree with what his father view on this.
他为着顺服神，他也离开了美美会。
And because he wanted to please God, he left the Methodist Church.
我们今天我们在这里要知道，要顺服主，而不顺服从人。彼得讲过，这是本来就是我们该做的。
And so we see that to please God and not please man, Peter tells us this is what we ought to do.
当然了，我们从小长大就是非常反叛，就是不顺从人。
And so maybe some of us are very rebellious from when we're young and we just do not please others.
这里所讲的不是这个。
And this is again not what it is saying.
这里乃是说神的原则跟人所做的有冲突的时候，我只能够顺服神。
But this is saying that when there's a difference between man's and God's heart, then I can only please God. I cannot please man.
我不能够顺从人。
And I cannot please others.
我想哈，我后面在这几个点我没时间讲。
I do not have time to share the remaining points.
就如果容易许可的话，下次再跟你用姊妹交通。
The Lord allows next time I will share.
但是我希望这一个点，我们能够听到心中里面来。
But I desire that this point we can take into our heart.
我们应该渴慕得主的生命能够得到。更丰盛。
We should desire to gain the life of the Lord and gain it more abundantly.
在亲近主这件事上，我们求主救我们，能够真的亲近他。
And drawing near to the Lord, may the Lord deliver us so we can truly draw near to Him.
我们很多人都会讲说，离了我什么都不能做。
Many of us say that apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
其实我们本来就活在一个离了主，我们讲离了主我什么都不能做，我根本不懂我在讲什么。
But when we say this, apart from the Lord, we can do nothing. We don't really know what we're saying.
直到你跟主亲近了，你发现哦，这个叫做离了主，我什么都不能做。
Only when you draw near to the Lord do you find, oh, this is what it means to be far from the Lord.
所以求主给我们恢复，第一个事情，我们能够知道什么叫亲近主。
So may the Lord restore this one thing, at least that we draw closer to the Lord.
也求主给我们恢复一个，说我全心全意讨你的喜悦。
And may the Lord restore our desire that with my whole life, my whole heart, I'm pleasing to the Lord. Regardless of the price.
说我要讨你的喜悦。
Lord, I want to be pleasing to you.
我们低头一起有点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，给我们能够看重你的生命。
Dear Lord, pray that you would help us, take heed of your life.
主，给我们知道你的生命在我们里面是何等的宝贵。
May we see how precious this life you have given us.
愿这个生命从里面改变我们这个人。
May this life change our inner being.
主，让我们能够做一个真正亲近你的人。
So that we can be one who truly draw near to you.
主，给我们有一个强的心愿，我们要讨你的喜悦。
Give us a strong desire to be pleasing to you.
也让你的生命在我们身上能够表现出来。
And may your life be made manifest in our life.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.